All right, Brian O'Dwyer, lovely background there if you want to sing the West Awake, but we've heard you before, and unless you put an awful lot of practice, you know, into it, maybe we just let it leave it alone. How are you doing there, Brian?
I'll spare your listeners that, Adrian.
Okay.
An act of mercy on my part.
Yeah, well, it's not like I haven't been discouraged many times. It doesn't stop you, but anyway.
And it has not, but today it will.
Brian, great news. You know, first of all, before we even mention or, you know, see or get the big story, and it is a big story, as you are international chairman of Ireland West Airport in Knock in County Mayo. But there's an event taking place tomorrow in the United States. It is the Super Bowl. And, you know, you are the chair of the New York State Gaming Commission, which has got nothing to do with duck hunting, actually. It has to do with betting. And any tips? I mean, or you're not allowed to share that stuff, are you?
I'm not allowed to share that. I'm not allowed to bet on any of that anymore. Yeah. And so I have saved myself quite a bit of money over the course.
I'm sure you have. Okay, but if you want to give us a call, you know, later. Oh no, that's probably not legal either, is it? You know.
No, but I am in. You know, just to let you know that New York taxes the profits of gambling.
Yeah.
Sports betting, gambling, heavier than anybody. We have a 51% tax on it. So if you lose, at least your sense is that you're helping educate the children of New York, because all the profits go to education. So there is a some sort of a minor thing to it. So just when you lose tomorrow, everybody who's listening, just say, well, a good deal of my money went to educate the children of New York.
Boys, no wonder you became chairman here. The spin that you could put on bad luck. Brian, Knock, Ireland West Airport. And you, as international chairman, get to share what is really good news. Not only for Knock, but for all of us here on our side of the Atlantic.
It is terrific news. For the first time, Aer Lingus, any airline, has allowed, scheduled the flight from Knock directly into Heathrow and in London. And what does that mean? It means that all of the international flights that go into Heathrow will now be able to join up with Knock. And with one change of plane, you'll be able to go from New York or Los Angeles or Miami.
15 gateways, actually, from the United States. So this is good for everybody.
Yeah, and of course, for the people of the west of Ireland, what it means is that people who are on business mostly, but others who are going to, say, Dubai or Sydney, Australia, or wherever, they too will have the opportunity to go and change planes in Heathrow without having to go to Dublin or then changing planes again anyway. So it is an absolutely terrific news for Knock. Also great news for the west of Ireland, obviously. You know, our good friend Niall Gibbons, who, you know, is...
Yeah.
Comes from that area of the world. It has been so successful in promoting tourism in the west of Ireland and the Great Atlantic Way.
Yeah.
That this is just another notch in his many accomplishments that he has as head of the tourism industry in Ireland.
It is you know, it is a pain, and I think that for those of us from, you know, the west of Ireland, you would in fact, particularly with the pandemic and whatever, getting to the west, particularly the northwest of Ireland, you know, there was a time when, you know, it was assumed that if you get off the plane at Shannon, you'd be probably going to the Ring of Kerry or so forth. And, if you were coming up the coast, by the time you get to Galway, you could turn around and go back to wherever you came from. But this is really, really good news, because even with the, you know, the highways and the infrastructure in Ireland, which has been miraculous, getting an opportunity to go from here, anywhere here, in the United States, and actually, you don't have to go to either Dublin or Shannon, or for that matter, Belfast, but you can get directly to and leave from Knock with very little effort, and I think it's great. And this is not a trial. This is actually a committed daily flight, you know.
Yeah.
And I think that's also very significant and important. It surely is, you know.
Yeah, and I think it's also, of course, I mean, just the other thing for the people who are in England, it's, you know, as we know, Heathrow is quite convenient by rail to the rest of the rest of England. So it's a huge leap forward for us in Knock, and it's also, you know, I think it's when this comes out, I think in the end, you know, I've been asked, you know, my remit for the board, and our chairman Arthur French and our executive director Joe Gilmore have, you know, given me the task of seeking to eventually have a direct flight from the East Coast of the United States into Knock. And we were making some progress toward that when COVID hit, of course, and knocked everybody back. So this is a good first step. And an excellent first step, and I myself am looking forward to making that trip on Aer Lingus and or British Airways over, because there was a coach.
Yeah,
there.
A whole group. You know, a fair play to Aer Lingus for providing the daily, you know, connection. But airlines. All the airlines, most of the airlines, take Heathrow anyway and have an established route there. So this is great. It really is. It's great news.
I don't know how many flights a day into Heathrow, but, you know, literally dozens from New York.
And,
you know, similarly for your few listeners in, you know, in Boston or Chicago, it's the same thing. It's really an excellent news for all of us who want to go. We really just want to go to the West.
Yeah.
And I think with the, you know, again with the many people with the great promotion on the Great Atlantic Way will like flying into Knock.
That's the Wild Atlantic Way. Excuse me, Tourism Ireland. Tourism Ireland pays me to correct people like you.
And you are. Well, it is the Wild Atlantic.
So I've earned my money today. Never mind.
Never mind
the Super Bowl. Yeah.
by correcting me on that one. But but there's lots of people now that are just want to go west. They don't.
Absolutely.
You know, they've not. You know, deprecate Dublin, but they've been there and done that, and now they want to do this. Now they can fly right into Knock, pick up a rental car there, and they're on their way. And it's great on any number of levels.
Yeah, as you know, Brian, we get a lot of emails here at the program, you know, reacting to what is taking place. There's one here that says, great news. If I never see Dublin again, it'll be far too soon. But anyway...
I wasn't going to say that.
No, and I would... Listen, in my worst day, I wouldn't say that, you know? Especially with, you know, a lot of our relatives who, you know, were... they were shy. They were actually afraid to get on a plane. And when they left the west of Ireland, while we were all immigrating and taking the bull by the horns, they were arriving in Dublin like a bunch of sissies, and that's as far as they got. But anyway, how do we get on to this? What did you say?
Now, you know, I know that many of our cousins are listening right now from Dublin.
Yeah.
And I just want them to know I am not joining you in that sentiment.
Well, you started.
You're on your own. You're on your own.
All right. And actually, one of those cousins and relatives of ours who went and who immigrated, if we can say so, to Dublin was my brother-in-law, David Waters, who this very day is celebrating his 87th birthday. How about that?
How about that? I'm glad you reminded me that phone call been made very quickly.
Yeah, okay.
Congratulations to David on that.
Yeah. Brian, again, just the success story, if you can bring us up to date, because we do know, because of COVID and the pandemic, that there were massive restrictions, you know, which affected all air travel, and how did that affect Ireland West Knock Airport?
Well, for a long time, of course, during COVID, the airport was essentially shut down, and nobody was going through there, and we were existing hand to mouth, frankly, with the need of government assistance. But I'm happy to tell you and your listeners, Adrian, that we're fully back and above pre-COVID levels. Our executive director has reported to us that in 2022, 780,000 people used Ireland West Airport.
And say that again. I mean, it seems incredible.
Well, for those that scoffed at Monsignor Horan and everything, this is the success story of all success stories. 780,000. We expect by 2024 that over 1 million people will use Knock Airport.
Wow.
And we are, you know, we've done one of the reasons we've had to purchase new land to buy new parking facilities, because many people take advantage of the... We deliberately keep the parking cheap. I think it's 10 euros a day. And, you know, so people who are going to Dublin or I'm sorry, to London, or even going, many of them, taking our flights to the sun. We have, you know, in the wintertime, we have many of those flights to Malaga and places like that. They just go, they park their car, leave it, go for their week, get on the plane and, you know, have a, you know, 15 steps, 20 steps away, get back on the plane and they're home. And it's a tremendous convenience for them. And to the extent that we've run out of parking facilities, and it's a tremendous success story. And we're building on success every single day.
Now, when you're absent from Knock and you don't have your sleeves rolled up, Joe Gilmore he deserves a medal if anybody does. He's been you know, nurturing that airport against, you know, severe odds. And he's brought it You know, he's brought it to where it is and to what it is.
No, I have to, he's an incredibly talented person. We're very extremely lucky to have him. He's also the father of some very good male footballers. We're lucky for him for that as well. And I also want to, of course, mention Adrian is your good friend and mine, the late Joe Kennedy, who
absolutely
took the airport, the son of Mayo, that took the airport from where it was to this burgeoning success, and of course Arthur French, who has taken over from Joe, and bring it even greater heights. I mean, these are just talented people who have given their money, their time and effort with no compensation, just to, for love of Ireland and love of Mayo.
Well, okay. Anyway, on behalf of Brian O'Dwyer, I would like to apologize for taking that crack at Dublin. I think Dublin is it's a lovely place. Yeah, but again, it comes in. Oh no, I can't come in second to knock. Where's Shannon? Oh my God. This conversation is getting worse, Brian. It's just Ireland West Airport again, Knock Airport, now making it really easy for, you know, particularly for those from North America, actually, but in the United States, for that seamless trip to the west of Ireland. It's great news, Brian. Thank you.
Okay. Adrian, could I just also mention one thing?
Go ahead.
On March the 7th, Neil O'Dowd, our good friend, is being honored at Mount Vernon, Virginia, by the Mount Vernon Society, and he's delivering a lecture on his book on George Washington and the Irish, and I couldn't be prouder.
It is fantastic. It's really... You know, it really is, and it has obviously has taken off. And his other book, of course, on Lincoln and the Irish. Again, he's some boyo, all right. And you were telling me that Neil O'Dowd is the guest speaker for the Friendly Sons of St. Patrick, their annual event, big one, and I won't say what you said, in that they must have been fairly stuck. I want to stay out of that conversation too.
Well, I think I will too, between the three of us. But anybody who goes, I think, and I'm certainly planning to. Is going to find themselves well entertained by Neil's recitation of the, particularly at this time of year, of Washington and the Irish, and a story that was not told, and deliberately obfuscated by the know-nothings and finally the British lovers in the State Department. And Neil has done a tremendous service of this, and I think anybody who hears that story on March 16th will be really delighted to hear it.
Absolutely, and again, congratulations to him. And Brian, okay, are there any more commercials you'd like to slip in?
No, I've already told everybody two of my hats I've already gotten a plug in for, so I don't know that and my friend Neil, so I think I've exhausted your patience and your listeners for sure.
Oh boy, you bled this one into the ground, but anyway, thanks. Thank you.
Well, while I have you, let me say hello to my brother Rory, who's in Ireland, and my brother Bill, who's in Saratoga, so there, let me make sure I get that in.
Saratoga, he's But it's the Super Bowl is where the big bucks are. Yeah. Yeah. No, to both of them, that's fine. And I guess Rory would be... By the way, that service begins on March 26th. So just in case your brother Rory goes astray and winds up in... Yeah, winds up in it and he wind up taking the boat from Holyhead. Again, Brian, thank you for joining us. And it's great news, and we're delighted with that, particularly those of us from the West and particularly the Northwest of Ireland. And friends, you're listening to Irish Radio Network, USAIrishRadio.com, worldwide.